Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies and quiet today, with daytime highs approaching 61. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 35. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow, highs level off around 70. Upper 60s, Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for scattered storms Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. House Ag Committee advancing a couple of bills today, including one to boost cattle contract transparency. The bipartisan, industry-backed Cattle Contract Library Act is expected to boost contract transparency and producer leverage in negotiating with those packers, a top concern in the highly concentrated industry. Georgia Republican Congressman Rick Allen.
The Agriculture Marketing Service maintains a library of the various contracts and pricing arrangements in the swine industry. However, no such contract library exists for cattle producers. I have heard from several cattlemen about the need to provide more transparency in the market, particularly for formula transactions.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack.
The President's executive order has asked us to put together a report due in December on this very issue. I don't want to anticipate and expect what the report's ultimately going to conclude, but I think to the extent that we can create more information for producers about what contracts ought to be, what contracts are, the more transparency, I think the stronger the market is.
The House Ag Committee also considering bills for rural development, scholarship funding at the 1890s institutions, chronic wasting disease research, forest restoration and wildlife assessments, and carbon sequestration grants. Bilateral meetings held yesterday between Ag Secretary Vilsack and Mexico's Ag Secretary Victor Villalobos. They met in Ames, Iowa. The meetings were focused on agriculture trade between the two countries. In a statement, the leader said, "We affirm the importance of the two nations' exceptional agriculture trading relationship. To discuss the highlighted importance of continuing to work together to advance prosperity and fulfill a shared responsibility to protect ag systems and producers, according to USDA, including collaborative efforts to prevent the spread of African swine fever and other animal and plant diseases and pests." That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. You may be starting to see more deer on the roads as we get deeper into the fall. The closer we get to peak mating times, the more crashes are expected. The number of deer crashes in the state dropped in 2020 to more than 9,600. That's after steadily increasing for the last 6 years, with a high of more than 11,000 2 years ago. Here's Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Candace Brashears with driving tips during deer mating season.
You want to make sure you stay calm and don't try to overreact or overcorrect your vehicle, because doing that could cause a more serious crash if you were to go off into the ditch or come into oncoming lanes. The faster you go, the more impact that could have on the severity of your crash. So make sure that you're following those speed limits.
That audio courtesy of KSN. And Kansans that live in area code 785 or 620 will be required to use 10-digit dialing when making local calls beginning on Sunday, October 24th. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A 21-year-old Lawrence man is charged with several felonies after an accidental shooting killed a toddler. Bishop Mendoza was charged Tuesday with involuntary manslaughter and 3 other felonies. Officers responded to a shooting report at a Lawrence home on September 17th to find a 2-year-old critically wounded. The child, Legend King, later died. Police said at the time the shooting appeared to be accidental. Court records indicate Mendoza is also accused of endangering a 4-year-old child who was in the home at the time. Police have not released details on how the shooting happened. A Kansas man has been sentenced to life in prison for the sexual abuse of his stepson, according to Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagi. Stephen Dale Dishner, 46, will be eligible to see the parole board after serving 25 years. In July of 2017, the Topeka Police Department was contacted in reference to Dishner sexually abusing his stepson, who was 10 at the time of the report. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News. Have a great Thursday.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry has pleaded not guilty to charges that he lied to federal agents who were investigating illegal contributions to his campaign. And prosecutors revealed that they plan to call a top aide to the congressman as a trial witness. Fortenberry made his initial appearance in federal court in Los Angeles via an online video chatting service. A judge ordered him to pay $50,000 bond and told him not to have any contact with prosecution witnesses outside of his attorney's presence, but allowed him to avoid spending time in jail while the case proceeds. The Lincoln Catholic Diocese has reassigned and placed restrictions on a pair of priests after an investigation into misconduct claims. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the reassigned priests are Scott Courtney, who faces allegations he had sexual contact with a woman, and Thomas Donovan, who was accused of sexual misconduct dating back 20 years. Nebraska News, here on the Mid-America Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday. Enrollment numbers show the district down a couple of students from last year. Work continues on completing the greenhouse, the ag complex, which has been installed. The superintendent search process is underway, and the board plans a 2-year negotiating cycle with teachers. Marshall County Freedom Alliance representatives were present with comments during the Citizens Open Forum and expressed concern with a recent decision allowing a gay straight alliance club, indicating that it has no place in the classroom. A couple of other citizens spoke in support of the effort to allow individual expression. Positive COVID counts in Washington County are stable but remain high as of the last report from the Health Department as of Wednesday, with 58 active cases and 8 that remain hospitalized. Marshall County is also steady with a week ago, reporting 18 positive cases, with hospitalizations rising to 3. The River Valley Extension District recently named Jake Panbacker of Washington recipient of the 2021 Extension Appreciation Award, recognizing his participation in and volunteer efforts leading various 4-H programs in the county. Active as a youth with the Busy Bee 4-H Club, Panbacker served as an ambassador and also served as photography superintendent and has volunteered at the state fair. Terry Montague was also recognized as the 2020 recipient as the annual program was canceled last year due to COVID. The Richard and Denise Swanson family received their 2019 award as Kansas Master Farm Maker, Master Homemaker, and several retiring staff members from the River Valley Extension District were also recognized. Sean A. Spillmeyer, age 30, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sean Spillmeyer. Joseph L. Joe Werner, age 87, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the parish cemetery. Rosary service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5, at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Joe Werner. Regina Jeannie F. Nortis, age 81, formerly of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral Mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jeannie Nortis. William R. Billy Schroller, age 82, of Okito, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Okito Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Billy Schroller. Vivian A. Norris, age 95, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Memorial service is planned Monday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Interment will follow at the Riverside Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Vivian Norris.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, we had a low-pressure system move across parts of the central upper parts of the Midwest yesterday into the overnight hours. That is moving out of our area, and a high-pressure system will move in, bringing us clearing skies for this Thursday. Dry weather for tonight. We'll see sunny skies for tomorrow, continuing into Saturday. We have a low-pressure system that will push through as we head into Saturday night through the end of the weekend, bringing more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. We will also see temperatures back into the 70s starting for the end of the weekend. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, patchy frost overnight in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies around 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the mid-40s. As we enter Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Renaissance Painters not only left us beautiful artwork, but valuable scientific evidence as well. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 21st, the 294th day of the year. Actress Carrie Fisher and poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge were both born on this day. If you were to travel back in time maybe 400 or 500 years, you would find that fruits and vegetables of the day were a lot different than modern varieties. How do we know? There are no photographic records, of course, and specimens have long decayed to dust. The answer, though, lies at your local art museum. Food historians studying art from the Renaissance note that cantaloupes once had deep sutures in the shell, and watermelon had pale pink pigmentation rather than red. Other historical evidence is gleaned from relative sizes and shapes. Whether centuries of selective breeding have improved flavor and texture, though, we may never know. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Average high temperature mid-October, 67. Record high on this date, 91. The average low, 42. And the record low, 23. Sunrise this morning, 7:43. Sunset this evening at 6:40.
It's the spookiest time of the year, and during Black Squirrel Night, there will be a pumpkin carving contest and display Thursday, October 28th. Drop-off begins at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot, and display and voting will begin from 4 to 9 o'clock. Don't forget to bring and carve your own pumpkin for cash prizes. The overall categories this year are Scariest Pumpkin, The Funniest, Most Creative, and Best Overall. No entry fee to get into the contest, though you must donate to be able to place a vote, and the pot is split 50-50 with the category winners. Pumpkin carving contest and display Thursday, October 28th at the Marysville Historic Union Pacific Depot, just located off 7th Street.
Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Annual Fall Soup Day is Thursday, October 21st. They'll be serving delicious soup, sandwiches, and homemade desserts, 11 to 7. Carryouts are available. They will be serving in the Handicapped Accessible Parish Hall at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville, 17th and Jenkins, Thursday, 10 to 7.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Thursday. We'll start off with KU Hoops. Four-star big man Ernest Uda Jr. announced yesterday he's headed to KU next year. The center from Florida is ranked number 29 nationally in the class of 2022 by 24/7 Sports. He chose the Jayhawks over UCLA. KU's 2022 class is shaping up to be one of the best in the country. 24/7 has it ranked the third best in the nation. Uda Jr. will join Grady Dick, Zubi Ejiofor, and MJ Rice in Lawrence next year. More on KU. It's a Big 12 team that has a solid amount of experience coming back, which is leading to a strong team chemistry, even with the transfer of Remy Martin from Arizona State. Players agree Martin's infectious energy will elevate this year's squad. KU senior Okchaya Gbaji says, "I think out of everything, he's brought a different kind of leadership to our team just from day one, and it's fun playing with him." Mid-America Network Sports.
Good morning. This is Kerry at the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're going to have 1,200 to 1,500 head this week. Some of our featured consignments will be 125 head of Angus Cross steer and heifer calves right off their mamas. They've had two rounds of shots and will be weighing 450 to 650. We'll have a group of 200 feeder steers and heifers in that have been on feed. They'd be weighing 8.5 to 9. We'll have a group of two loads of black and black white face feeder steers off grass that'll be weighing 8.25 to 8.75, and we'll have two loads of feeder steers that'll be weighing 8 to 8.5. If you have any consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212. Or you can check out all the consignments that we've got for this week and our upcoming sales on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com.
Baseball, Atlanta, and Houston are each one win away from baseball's World Series. CBS's Steve Kathan.
In Boston, Red Sox bats went silent. The Astros unloaded.
Bregman, that one's down the line into left. What a night. Alvarez has delivered again. Two more runs will score off his bat.
A big sixth inning on Fox. Houston won 9-1 to go up 3-2 in the American League Championship Series. In the NLCS, it was all Atlanta.
And that ball's hit well into left field. Turning and running is Taylor at the track, the wall. She's gone.
Eddie Rosario had two home runs in the Braves' 9-2 win over the Dodgers on TBS. They've got a 3-1 edge in the series over the defending champs. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And the AAC reports six schools have applied for membership with the American and are expected to be accepted by the end of this week. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, your Wildcats host TCU Saturday, October 30th for homecoming. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Horned Frogs and we celebrate homecoming. Don't miss Big 12 football in Bill Snyder Family Stadium as K-State hosts TCU Saturday, October 30th. Go Cats!
Sub-state volleyball is Saturday with Marysville, the number 4 seed, at Sabetha, facing number 5 seed Pleasant Ridge first round. Top seeds Hiawatha, Nemaha Central second, Rossville third, Royal Valley and Jeff West round out the field. Class 2A at Alma has Valley Heights seeded third, facing 6 seed Salina Sacred Heart in the first round. Harrington's top seed, Wabunsee second, with El Saline, Bennington, St. Mary's, and Republic County also participating. In the Osborne 1A D1 division, Washington County is 4th seed, facing 5 seed Clifton Clyde first round. Lakeside Downs, Osborne, Thunder Ridge, Rock Hills, and Stockton will also play. Frankfort is 4th seed in 8-man Division 1. They will host Care Paravel first round. Top seed Centralia receives a first-round bye with Donovan West, Blue Valley, Onega, and Troy rounding out the field. Hanover girls are top seed in the Lynn 1A Division 2 substate with a first-round bye. Second seed is St. John's Tipton. Third seed Lynn will host sixth seed Axtell in the first round Saturday. Wetmore, Pike Valley, and Southern Cloud also play. Brackets posted on the Kansas State High School Activities Association website.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville at home to take on Riley County in our Friday feature game, Washington County at Valley Falls. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock, TBL roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State comes off a tough loss to take on Texas Tech with pregame starting at 9 o'clock. And Kansas takes on number 3 Oklahoma with pregame starting at 10:30.
Roses are prized for their beauty, but have long been valued for flavoring foods, scenting perfumes, creating skincare products, and of course, vitamin C. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use rose hips raw, dried, or cooked in baked goods, jellies and jams, soup and tea. Harvest the fruit from plants that have not been treated with pesticides. Pick hips when they are firm, brightly colored, and with smooth skin. Overripe fruit becomes mealy, losing its flavor and more likely to spoil. Process the fruit as soon as possible to preserve the flavor and nutrients. Rinse off any dust, bugs, and debris. Then trim off the dried blossoms and stem ends. Removing the seeds at some point in the preservation process will reduce the risk of intestinal irritation that hairs and seeds can cause. Dry the hips and store in a cool, dark location or process into pulp or juice. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
George immigrated from Prussia in the 1800s and settled in New York City. His hard work paid off and he amassed a fortune, part of which he wanted to spend on his wife to show her just how much he loved her. So what was the perfect gift? Building a castle for her. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Claire Wakefield explains, the story begins with a kid simply trying to work hard and make it big.
It all started with George Bolt, who immigrated from Prussia when he was a teenager. He started working in kitchens in New York City and worked his way up to eventually become the general manager of the Waldorf Astoria.
George Bolt amassed great wealth and soon had his sights set on the shores of Alexandria Bay along New York State's border with Canada.
What was popular then was to come up to the Thousand Islands and you would summer in your cottage, which for many was a beautiful, elaborate mansion.
The area is known as the Thousand Islands region of New York, and Bolt wanted to do something special for his wife, purchase one of those islands, and build more than a mere mansion.
Bolt Castle was built with the intent that it was for George's wife, Louise. It was a gift for her. He purchased Hart Island, which at the time was spelled H-A-R-T, and he renamed it Hart Island with it. H-E-A-R-T for that more romantic feel. He also altered the shape of the island with dynamite to make it more of a heart shape.
And once Bolt had purchased the island, construction on a castle commenced.
Construction started in 1900 for Bolt Castle, and there was hundreds of people employed from stonemasons, artisans, painters, all sorts to make this dream a reality.
A great castle-styled mansion began to take shape, but it was never fully completed. The story of why construction stopped and what is here today is next time as we travel the countryside on Hart Island in Alexandria Bay, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.
When the nut trees dump their fruit onto the ground, picking it up can drive you, well, nuts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It doesn't take big machinery or expensive equipment to quickly gather them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whether you have one nut tree or dozens, they make a mess when the nuts fall to the ground. It's important to get out there and pick them up as soon as you can before their quality starts to deteriorate and before the squirrels steal them. But picking up one nut at a time is tedious, backbreaking work, especially when they've dropped over a wide area. Ed Perry is a farm advisor emeritus with the University of California, Davis. He says one of the easiest ways to gather nuts is with a rake.
We use the big bamboo rakes.
not the steel pine garden rakes so much, although those would work, rakes where we just could rake them into piles and then come along with scoops and pick them up and take them back to our yard near the barn for drying.
Some people use a leaf blower and try to blow the nuts onto a tarp or into a pile. Perry says you'll also pick up dirt, leaves, and other debris that could make an even bigger mess. And nuts blown all over the place will probably end up more scattered than collected. A long-handled tool with a rolling cage on the end will pick up nuts easily without you having to bend over. Or you could hitch up a lawn sweeper to the back of your lawn tractor. Maybe you don't even want the nuts, but someone else would. Have the neighbor kids come over and pick them up. Perry says it's a common practice in commercial nut orchards once the harvest is done.
There are a great many folks who go out and glean orchards. Sometimes they're school kids who just want some nuts to sell for some extra money, but a lot of times they're families, and most of them are out there with the hand rakes picking them up.
If the nuts aren't going to be consumed and you'd like to have some fun, perhaps you could use them to help perfect your golf game with the irons and chipping wedge. Find more tips for picking nuts up off the ground at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In that happy home. with me.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
4-H for you.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Andy's Hardware and Lumber, B&W Electric, and Free CPA.
Hi, my name is Preston Landell, and I am a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This is my seventh year in 4-H. I took swine and beef to the county fair this year. I enjoy 4-H, and I'm excited to see what new opportunities will bring in the years to come.
I pledge my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Hi, my name is Chloe Vaux, and I'm a member of the Boddiston Boosters 4-H Club. I have recited the 4-H pledge each month for the past 12 years before we started each meeting. 4-H is an organization that has helped me prepare for several different events through my high school career. I have gained confidence to stand in front of crowds and not afraid to take on any task. 4-H is more than just cooking and animals. It has taught me leadership skills and responsibilities. With these leadership skills, it has given me the opportunity to be an officer at my high school and in the national level. Just like any organization, there are challenges, but you can always count on a 4-H member to get you through these. October is 4-H Month, and if you are looking for an organization that will strive to make you a better person, join 4-H.
My name is Charlie Shum, and I am 6 years old. This is my first year in the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. I show bacon my pig and vegetables from my garden.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Andy's Hardware and Lumber, B&W Electric, and Free CPA.
4-H for you.
Opportunities for farmers and ranchers can pop up anywhere, anytime, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. It was April 28th, 2020. Rick McNary says his wife told him the grocery store meat counter had been empty that day. McNary, who says he's worked in the hunger space for 20 years, sat down with his laptop and created a Facebook group called Shop Kansas Farms. He says he just wanted to offer a way for his farming friends and his non-farming friends to connect. And boy, did they. The group had 50,000 members the first week.
I believe that this type of direct-to-consumer thing is critical for rural success. And here's another thing that I tell farmers or producers, is the consumer will pay more than what the market is if you wrap up a story in it. If they can come to your farm, they will pay more.
McNary says to have a good local or regional food system, you need a digital hub.
Where's the future? Well, we want to help farmers sell more. We had two things that drove us, to prosper and to protect the farmer. The numbers that I hear is that there are only 2% of you out there that are part of our culture. I believe these smaller markets like this are a way that we can increase access for the public to know who you are and to fall in love with you like I have.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the fall weather in the fall season. Also comes in the transition of cattle and how you feed many of your cattle. And the question has come up on transitioning diets on how the most important way is to do it, whether it's what they're eating or how you change them to do the eating.
They're both important, right? What the composition of the diet is and what you're going to do. But you got to remember when those cattle get to a yard, what's the first thing they're going to do to them? They're probably going to unload them into a pen that's got loose hay, full in the bunk, right? And they're going to try to get the fill back on those cattle. And so if you're retained ownership and you're trying to go to the yard, you know, you want to get your, you want to control your shrink. Well, even if they're sold cattle, you want to control your shrink on those cattle and get that shrink back, because those are lost pounds. And the quicker you can get that shrink back, the better off you're going to be. But the other thing you want to do is you want to make sure those cattle can come in and they know where a bunk is or how feed's going to be presented to them so that they're used to that. You know, you want them to take off and go. And so, Brian, I think they're both important.
That was Dr. Twig Marston on the Cattle Chat podcast at Kansas State University's Research and Extension Office. They go on to say that knowing when cows will calf through the pregnancy staging allows producers to better plan for the future. They say confirming the fetus development through the pregnancy test will allow producers to group their herd into calving groups, and that the cows that calf within the first 30 days of the calving season will better respond to a synchronization protocol for rebreeding. The experts at Kansas State University do suggest that beef producers review their breeding and calving records to help guide the plan for the upcoming season. They also say that a lot of the influence on the breeding success of the herd is based on the cow's body condition. You can find the entire podcast interview at ksubci.org for the Cattle Chat podcast, along with following their social media. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, include credit.
warranty is limited. Powertrain warranty.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Democrats setting up for a new fight with Republicans by releasing a tranche of fiscal 2022 spending bills that don't have any GOP support. The bills include funding for the EPA and the Department of Interior and Labor. By contrast, the Senate Appropriations Committee in August approved a fiscal year 2022 spending bill for USDA and FDA that does have bipartisan support. The partisan Interior EPA bill released yesterday would increase the budget for the EPA by $1.3 billion to more than $10.5 billion. The House version would provide about $11.3 billion for the EPA. Now, this higher funding for the Clean Air and Climate Program, as well as its compliance and enforcement efforts, will enable the agency to tackle climate change and support clean air and clean water for communities around the country. That according to the Senate Appropriations Committee's Democrat majority. The committee report out of labor, the funding bill urges OSHA to issue a rule by the end of fiscal year 2022 for protecting workers from high temps. OSHA said last month that it was beginning that rulemaking process for a heat standard. Roughly 2.5 million acres around the globe is not fertile enough to grow crops because of high salt levels, and the situation is worsening, according to the United Nations Food and Ag Organization. The FAO says improper use of fertilizer, as well as deforestation and rising sea levels, all contributing to the growing salinity and loss of land that could otherwise be used to grow crops, often in places that need them most. So to combat the problem, the FAO is bringing together more than 3,000 specialists this week with the aim of sharing knowledge on salinity prevention, management, and adaptation of the context of food security, climate change, and ecosystem restoration, and establishing critical connection among policymakers, food producers, scientists, and practitioners. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Prevent pig feed contamination by cleaning out the feed bin. Check for moisture and caked on debris inside the bin. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Colder weather sets in, take some time to inspect your pig feed bins and clean them out if necessary. The feed in most of these bins is continuously flowing, and this helps to flush it out. If the bin isn't being used or there's a dead space and the feed just sits there, the feed could absorb off odors and develop mold. Molds produce mycotoxins, which can have an adverse effect on the pigs. John Patience is a professor of applied swine nutrition at Iowa State University. He says, in general, feed bins should be cleaned out every 6 months or every year at the most. Your focus with bins that are in continual use should be on the boot, which is where the auger sits at the base of the bin.
And that boot can get wet. Rainwater or condensation can get into that bin, and there will be a certain amount of dead space in some of those boots where the feed sits there for a long period of time, even though there's feed flowing through it. It really depends on the design of that boot. Certainly checking them a couple of times a year to make sure they're not leaking would be all that would be required.
If there's moisture in the boot, figure out how it got there. Check things like caulking, bushing, seals, and tighten bolts. Then start cleaning it out.
Obviously, physical removal of all of the crunchy feed would be the first step. Make sure it's very, very well cleaned. I would then dry it very well to make sure it is dry. You could bleach it if you wanted to kill the molds, but I think a good cleaning would be all that's required.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about feed bin sanitation at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like-new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Thursday today, and markets wrapping up in just a little bit. Still a lot of red on the board today for a lot of the grains and livestock, so it's been trending lower for most of the day today. The good news is as of for the week ending October 7th, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has said that the amount of unshipped balances of wheat, corn, and soybeans for this marketing year is totaling 50.7 million metric tons. Now, that is a lot, but it is down 17% from this time last year and down 1% from the week prior, so that is good news as we see a little bit less amount of the unshipped as we try to figure out a lot of the export issues and transportation issues globally because of COVID-19. For that same week ending on October 7th, net corn export sales were sitting at 1.04 million metric tons. It is down 18%, however, from the prior week. Net soybean exports sitting at 1.14 million metric tons, up in the green 10% compared to the week prior. Net weekly wheat exports were sitting at 0.56 million metric tons, up 70% from the week prior. In some of the transportation and exporting issues for the week ending October 14th, 42 ocean-going grain vessels were loaded in the Gulf. That is 27% more than that same period the year prior as we try to get some of those into harbors and get those grains actually off the ships and into the countries that need to be. So that has been an ongoing struggle. In the bean market today, November soybeans are down 21 points at 1224 and a half. The bean meal for December down 490 at 325 and a half. And the oil is still down $2.05 right now at 62.65. Cotton and canola still struggling today as well, with December cotton down by $4.40. They're taking a big hit today, sitting at 106.33 right now. Canola is down $8.70 currently at 940.60. On the grand scale, with the stock market struggling a little bit today and concerns with the federal budget, we do see some green on the U.S. dollar index for the day, with December up by 15 cents right now at 93.68. 30-year bonds are down a little bit at 157. 10-year notes are sitting down as well at 130.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired in March.
H-Pin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com.
agribin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum.
Of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.